I thought the commercial was over. Is it over? I think it is.
I don't hear it anymore.
All right.
All right, let's try that again. Good afternoon and welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense.
Yeah, thank you.
That was some nonsense.
That was.
We're true to our word.
Absolutely. So it's Terry.
And Sherry.
And we're here and it's live, actually, so it is nonsense for sure.
Oh, it's normally live.
I know, but I'm just saying it's because it's Boxing Day. Some people probably think we're pre-recording, but we're not. We're actually here live in the studio
as well. No, we're here. We kicked all our friends out at 3 o'clock so we could get down to the radio station at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
so we apologize in advance to our friends. Retrospect, I guess, is not advanced.
Yeah, so it was friends missed today.
That's right.
We had Christmas yesterday. It was great. We went up to Barrie and spent some time with the family and got to see my parents and my sister and their family and some of her friends. And it was all good. We had some reindeer games. It was fun.
Today we had friends miss as well.
Yeah.
And where are we going now?
Well, we're leaving right after this, and we're heading to Syracuse, and then we're heading to New Orleans until January 6th. We're going on a cruise.
So if you can picture me, I'm clapping my hands, and I'm very excited because we are out of here for a week. Next week's show is actually pre-recorded, and we already know we made a flub in it.
Yeah, we did.
We're going to correct it today. We're going to predict in the future that we forget to do something, and we're going to write it today already.
So we were pre-recording, and we actually forgot to add a song. So we're going to play this song today. Even though we say we play it next week, we're playing it
today just for fun.
Today, yeah, just for fun. So let's talk about today's show. So today we did travel songs.
Oh, we did vacation songs,
right?
Because we're very excited and we wanted to get pumped up. So we're playing all sorts of fun vacation songs that you would imagine you would be sipping a pina colada on a beach or a cruise ship listening to, which is exactly what we'll be doing this time next week.
Yeah. So where do you want to start off? Do you want to start off with some songs?
Well, let's start with the song that we predict we're going to forget to play next week.
Yeah, okay. So we're playing a little Alan Doyle. So we all love Alan Doyle. Well, Sherry and I love Alan Doyle. I don't know if you guys do, but we definitely do. And we did a little bit of fun facts about him. So he's from Petty Harbor, Newfoundland. And he attended Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. He received a bachelor's degree in English. And he met Sean McCann, Bob Harlett, and Daryl Power, who formed Great Big Sea. So the great band, Great Big Sea. What's interesting is he actually sings, and some of this stuff, when you read these facts about these different singers, so he actually sings a lot about being a fisherman.
Yep. Was he a fisherman?
No.
Oh. All right.
So I love the fact that his
entire... I can sing about being a dancer, and I'm not one of those.
Yeah, no. So he sings about being a fisherman, but it's because he comes from a fishing village.
Right.
Petty Harbor. But no one in his family, actually. His grandfather, I think his grandfather actually might have been a fisherman at one point. Nope. The fact about his grandfather is his grandfather voted to keep Newfoundland an independent country in 1949.
Oh.
That's the fact about his grandfather. And then his father was a semi-professional musician who played local gigs and was on TV in an Irish band. It doesn't say what band. I was going to look up to see what band. His mom was a piano teacher and a teacher. And he actually started playing the guitar around age 9. And he actually played in his uncle's band, his uncle Ronnie's band called the Sandells, in his teens. And he actually performed in a 24-hour musical production of Grease.
Oh,
which I know.
That's
I've never
cool.
A 24-hour.
How do you do it? Just over and over again?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out, and I was trying to find out if there was any information on it. I didn't see anything. But yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. And here's the fact about his maritime stuff. So Doyle's lyrics often reference the Maritimes. But he never earned a living fishing. He did grow up in a fishing town, but his entire family were band members.
Oh,
none of
okay.
them were fishermen, which is kind of neat. And he, there's also something about him and Russell Crowe being friends. They were together on the movie Robin Hood. So I've got to go back and see where Alan Doyle performed in the, I guess it's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I don't know.
So,
it's not my genre of movie.
Yeah. So anyway, here's a little Alan Doyle. And this is a great song. We actually,
we heard this. I think I heard this song the first time we saw him in concert, and it's really fun and upbeat. And we kind of left the theater toe tapping to this song.
Yeah.
And then we got in the car and like we do sometimes when we leave church or when we leave somewhere else, we're like, let's Google that song or search it up, whatever. You're going to correct me on what I said.
No, sorry. Google it. Google will work with me.
And we found, yes. And then we found the version and we've put it on our playlist and it brings back happy memories of seeing Alan Doyle at the Grand Theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go.
Whiskey, the singer's getting sore. We raise the roof, now we're lowering the floor. The band is blistered, but we got a little more. When I say one, two, you say three, four. One, two, three, four. All together gone. It's now or never if you want another song. This song won't sing itself. So soldiers at my side, come on, it's you and me tonight. Whiskey, the singer's getting sore. We raise the roof, now we're lowering the floor. The band is blistered, but we got a little more. When I say one, two, you say three, four. Then the piper wants his pay. Hiding in a hiding place where good sense never goes. Take me to the fountain where the fire water flows. We'll find our alibis and lies and lose ourselves tonight. Whiskey, the singer's getting sore.
Like trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Not saying it ain't something that you shouldn't try to do. Don't do it for me, though. Do it for you. You've been minding your manners and behaving yourself, but there's still a lot of bottles left upon the shelf. So whip my little whistle now and give a dog a bone. I can take it up, but now you can't do it alone.
So soldiers at my side, it's you and me tonight. Whiskey, the singer's getting sore. We raise the roof, now we're lowering the floor. The band is blistered, but we got a little more. When I say one, two, you say three, four. One, two, three, four. Whiskey, the singer's getting sore. We raise the roof, down, we're lowering the floor. The band is blistered, but we got a little more. When I say one, two, you say three, four. One, two, three, four.
Great song.
That is a great song. I'm toe tapping while we're sitting here.
Absolutely. It's a great way, I think, to start off our show for sure. So, we just had friends, Miss. We had all our friends over. We had this really cool potluck dinner or lunch. I just want to thank everybody of our friends that came out today. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Yeah, it was. It really was a good time. And it's always good. I find it always good to get together with everybody. I mean, we get to see friends in pockets or whatever, but I enjoyed today because it was, everybody was there and everybody was in great spirits.
Good. It was a little too quick because we were rushed because we wanted to be here and then we want to fly away on an airplane.
Yeah. We're not going to get drunk on a plane, but
we're going to play the song. Funny. So we really like the song Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley. And we're not going to be drunk on a plane tomorrow morning, but it is a fun song. We don't drink very much. And, you know, it'll be a crazy night if I have a pina colada and Terry has a near beer or something.
Yeah, I'm being crazy with my zero.
Well, I keep meaning to play that song. It's like that crazy song where they say,
Yeah.
We went to Applebee's and got a dessert. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We got to play that sometime.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk a little bit about Dierks Bentley. So Bentley was born in Phoenix, Arizona on November 20th, 1975. His father was a country music fan and influenced Bentley's interest in music from a very young age. His first debut album was self-titled and it was released in 2003.
Okay, stop right there. I didn't know this guy's been around that long. When you sent me all this stuff, I was like, what? 2000? I thought this guy was new.
I don't know.
That's 21 years.
Well, that's the kind of guy they call an overnight sensation who's been at it for 20 years.
Well, that's it. I mean, and that's the thing, right? So it's now, I say that, but then I think about Y2K. So it's the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Of country,
he's always on.
And he's on that.
Y2K.
But it, I always think of that as new country, and it's not. It's like 20 years old. So it's crazy. But yeah. So yeah, I guess he's been around a long time because some of the songs, like 5150, or 5150.
It's
yeah.
not 5150.
Well, it's funny because that's 5150.
A van. 5150.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No singing.
Somebody call the Pope.
Yeah, well, let's not be doing that.
I won't say.
But 5150 is actually a Van Halen song.
Okay. Well, that was in 2012. It reached number one on the country charts.
But look how many number ones he's had.
He's had 20.
That's crazy.
That's it. That is good. He is married to Cassidy Black. And they got married in Mexico in 2005. So
three kids, right?
Must've been lovely. Two daughters and a son.
Yep.
And he has a private pilot's license. I don't know why that's important, but it's interesting.
It is. It's kind of interesting. He's got a couple of planes. I mean,
well, maybe he gets drunk on his plane. Hopefully not when he's driving.
Not while he's driving, but yeah, yeah. this is an interesting fact here. So I had to look this up. So just read this out about who he collaborated with, and then I want to tell you a little bit about this studio. So okay. It's kind of neat.
Bentley enlisted Alan Bradbury to sing background vocals on some of his tracks from the album The Mountain.
Cool. So I had no
idea. Cool.
Well, it is kind of cool.
Which really means let me say what I wanted
to say. Yeah, absolutely. So, but what I found interesting, or I looked it up, I was trying to find out who Alan Bradbury was. And there's all, you know, when you just Google the name Alan Bradbury, it brings you hundreds of different people. So I had to then look up Telluride and kind of figure it out. So the guy's got a studio in Telluride, Colorado, and the studio is called Studio in the Clouds because it's up in the mountains. And
oh,
I think
cool.
that's a
okay.
kind of a cool name mm-hmm. for a studio. But yeah, and I guess as a result of it, now Dierks Bentley has a vacation home in Telluride.
Okay, that
which
makes
is kind of neat, right?
That's
it's just, oh, I don't know. I thought it was kind of neat. So.
All right. Well, and then our last fact is, like most of the stars we talked about, he started at a very young age. He picked up a guitar when he was 13, and his love of music he got from his dad.
Yeah, that I don't know. Like some of the other ones, though, were like super young.
Like even younger than that.
Yeah, like we're talking 4 and 5 years old when they can probably barely handle one
yeah.
or hold it. Like we were watching that YouTube video yesterday, or maybe it wasn't YouTube, was some video about that kid.
It
that,
was probably a Facebook reel if it, you were it, watching it because yeah. you're not allowed TikTok, remember?
Yeah, I know. So it was Facebook. I didn't want to say that.
Sounds cooler that you were looking at a YouTube video.
yeah. So it was that little kid that keeps showing up at concerts saying, let me play with you. And then he gets up on stage and then just crushes it on guitar. I think he's like 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, he's incredibly talented.
Oh, super talented. And I don't know who the band he was playing with yesterday, but he did Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. And it was incredible.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really, really good. But you want to play
Let's
Drunk,
play
on,
drunk
a plane.
On a Plane.
Yeah, let's play
start
Drunk
off.
On a Plane. All right.
Took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leader. Marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party, got me 737.
cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my ass. 'Cause, hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm not
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
So speaking of the fundraising drive, you put a challenge out there to our friends and followers, and we had a taker. So
we did. Yeah, so Richard from Shed Show that comes out on Friday nights, he actually came up to me on Friday and said, so I'm going to take you up on your challenge, $251.99, or 90 cents, I can't remember the exact amount. He put the money in against our show, so we're going to match it.
Okay.
And he's going to come on the show, and he gets to pick the music for the entire show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll get that set up for him in January, February. But yeah, that's awesome. And thank you very much, Richard, for taking us up on that challenge. It's for a great cause. It's to keep everybody on the air, which is good. So yeah,
this is really fun, and it is really great community radio. We're having a blast doing it, and we'd like to see the station be around for another 100 years.
And I won't be, but yeah, let's see if the station
can. I'm going to work on it.
Yeah.
But if the station could be, that would be good. And it's been really fun. So we're excited. I know we are in the final days of the fundraising drive. So if everybody can donate, every little bit helps. It's greatly appreciated by the station and by us and by the community.
Yeah. So, well, thanks again, Richard, and thanks, Shed Show. And everybody that comes out on Friday night, actually Friday night that just passed.
Friday night was a blast.
It was a great time. If you haven't seen any of the photos on Instagram, we were at Loaf and Ale as usual, and it was packed. We even had Steve and Lisa from Hardway that came out, and Holly. And
that was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice and great to see them, and wishing them the best. Wishing everybody the best over the holidays. So, happy Christmas.
Nope, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Keep saying Happy Christmas this year.
And it's funny because I haven't said it in a long time. I don't think I've, maybe. So what I learned was Happy Christmas is actually the British way of saying Merry Christmas. So I had to go look it up because every show that I was watching.
It's been scratching your head all year this year. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
Keep talking about it.
I know. So I did go look it up, and it actually comes back to the royal family. So the royal family, and it's apparently the posh way of saying Merry Christmas.
Ooh, the fancy way.
Yeah, the fancy way. So anyway, it's the preferred greeting of the royal family. And apparently when the queen would give her message on Christmas Day, she would end it by saying Happy Christmas.
Okay. So the sentiment's the same. Whether you wish me Merry Christmas or any of the other festivities, I'm happy when you give me good wishes.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's great. It's funny because our friend Clint, who's English, says Happy Christmas. And it's just funny. I was watching all the different people, how they actually greeted me was happy or merry or, you know, happy holidays or whatever it was.
That's
not
how some of our friends greet you.
No, I don't.
Ask Thomas how he greets you. We won't say that on the air.
I'll get canceled.
All right, let's go into some fun, not so fun facts about our next singer.
Well, yeah, I mean, John Denver. So we're going to do John Denver, Leaving on a Jet Plane. So Not a fun fact about John Denver. He actually died in his plane.
Oh, that's not fun, given we're going on a plane tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, it's a great song. He died at age 53 on October 12th, 97, when he ran out of fuel.
Right. It says that his engine stalled due to fuel starvation. Sometimes I stall due to starvation, too. Yeah, I just get angry.
Yeah. But not like this, right? Mm-hmm. But what's really cool is his 1972 hit called Rocky Mountain High is one of Colorado's two official state songs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty neat, right? So he actually changed his name.
What was his name before? I can't say that name.
His name was...
Dusendorf. Yeah, something
right?
like that.
So Denver originally went by the name Dusendorf, but changed it in honor of his favorite state, Colorado. So he changed his name to John Denver instead of John Dusendorf.
Okay.
Because he loved the state of Colorado so much.
It's also easier to say Denver than Dusendorf.
I guess. Denver, so this is kind of interesting here. So
that's also not a fun fact.
No, I'm not going to talk about his toe being cut off, cutting a lawnmower.
You just said it.
Well, okay, I guess I did. But what's kind of interesting is he was actually offered the main character role in An Officer and a Gentleman in 1982.
The role that Richard Gere played?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know that I see John Denver as a big actor.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I remember him being in maybe some bit parts or...
Yeah, I didn't.
That would have been a starring role, though.
Yeah, it would have been a starring role, but he actually turned it down because he felt the script felt like a 1950s movie.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty neat. He had 4 number one hits on the U.S. Billboards, Hot 100s, between 73 and 75. So let me tell you what they were. Sunshine on My Shoulders, great song. Mm-hmm. Annie's song. Mm-hmm. Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and I'm Sorry.
Didn't he sing Take Me Home Country Road?
Yep.
Then that's not one of them?
It's not.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I would think of?
Yeah, I know.
Is that one?
And the one we're playing is also not a...
It's not Take Me Home Country Road.
No, it's not. It's Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Okay, well, let's play it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down, so many times I played around, and I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time's come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say, oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. To go.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
All right, we're done talking about John Denver, except for one thing.
I said don't say it.
Well, I've got to say it now that it's in my head. I can't get it out of my head until I say it. So his ashes were actually, after he was cremated, his ashes were actually spread over the Colorado Mountains. I think that's a really nice thing, seeing he was a mountain man.
I have something funny to say, but it's not appropriate. So
well, then don't say it.
I'm not going to, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
When we're off the air.
All right,
let's move on to our next fun song. We are going to play Kokomo by the Beach Boys because we're going to the Caribbean.
Okay, so here's the fact. Is Kokomo a real island?
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
It's a fictional island.
Okay. The ones they list in the song are...
What are the ones they list in the
Aruba,
song?
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take it to Bahama, Bermuda. Something about a pretty baby. I don't know.
No,
I
it's
don't
Aruba, Jamaica, Bahama, Martinique. And
they don't
Montserrat.
Say Martinique.
Apparently they do.
I don't think so. We're going to have to listen when they play it because really? I don't think I remember Martinique and Montserrat being said in that
apparently
lyric.
Apparently they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but that's what they say.
All right. Well, that's what the internet says, so it must be true.
It must be. I think people are making it up.
Okay. Kokomo was released on July 18th, 1988. It was the Beach Boys' last number one hit in the United States, 24 years after I Get Around, which was in 1964.
That's a long time.
That's
in
a
between.
Big break.
I mean, they released a lot of music, but it's not to say they didn't have tons of other songs that were like number two, number three.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. And it also hit number one in Japan and Australia.
Yeah.
The song was written by Mike Love, John Phillips, Scott McKenzie, and Terry Melcher.
Yeah, who's missing?
I don't know.
Brian Wilson.
What happened to him? Did he go with John Denver?
Oh my God, sure.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. The song was recorded in March and April 1988 with every member of the band present except by Brian Wilson. I see that. Okay. It was also written for the movie Cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay. So who didn't love the movie Cocktail?
Yeah. And again, the song really is a reflection of the movie, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. They might have like seen the movie and then wrote the song.
Well, no, it was in the movie.
I know. But maybe the movie was like created and then they...
No.
Overlaid a soundtrack on it or
no,
something like
I
that.
No, I think they were given the script and then they literally created a song around it.
That's such a nice, fun movie.
It is a good movie.
Was Tom Cruise in his prime?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember before he wasn't in his prime anymore?
I think he's still in his prime. I mean, come on, he's got...
Yeah, but you like Mission Impossible.
I
stuff.
Do. He's got Gross Protocol number 2 coming out.
But they also say he's so difficult to work with that he only does his own production company stuff.
Absolutely.
So like back in the day, so prime Tom Cruise was Risky Business, Top Gun, what's the Show Me the Money movie? Where he's the, Show Me the Money, he's the sports agent, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
And he says, you had me, she says you had me at hello.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then Kokomo, this one.
Well, no, this isn't Kokomo. This is Cocktail.
Sorry, Cocktail. Right.
Well, yeah. No, but you've got to remember Top Gun, Maverick, even Top Gun Maverick.
That was good.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Mission Impossible kind of person.
Yeah, but the movies are so incredible. Just the stunts. And the fact that he does his own stunts is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, he's very talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm just saying he was in his prime in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, we've pivoted a little here. So this song...
I want to talk about Tom Cruise.
Well, he didn't sing any songs. But this song here actually sold over 1 million singles.
Okay, perfect. Well, why don't you play it?
I will indeed.
That's a great idea.
Let's go. Here's a little Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby.
It's a good song. Put me in the mood.
For a cocktail?
For a cocktail. Well, no, for the Caribbean.
Well, here's the question. Did you listen to all the song, the lyrics?
No, you were bickering at me about something else while the song was playing.
Nice. I was not bickering.
Okay, so let's share with our listeners the number one thing that we've fought about in our entire life has been the temperature in a room.
Absolutely.
Either in a car, in a hotel room, or in our house is the number one thing that we argue about. And we're currently arguing about the temperature in this room.
Well, we're not arguing. You went and shut one of the doors, but left the one open where the cold air was coming from. I was like, why don't you shut the one that actually is important?
Well, you were being bossy.
I what?
Just for the record.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's move along. What are we going to talk about next?
Well, you want to talk about Holiday Road.
We do, yes. So Holiday Road is a fun movie from the vacation series of movies.
Yeah, the song is, for sure.
Yes. So it's Christmassy, so it goes on theme.
Well, I don't think it was ever in Christmas Vacation. I got to be honest.
Let's see. It says it is the theme song for the 1983 movie National Lampoon's Vacation and appears in four of the five films. However, it doesn't appear in Christmas Vacation.
It doesn't.
Because the filmmakers wrote a new song for that movie called Christmas Vacation.
I knew that.
Okay.
And it's funny because everybody always associates this with Christmas time, but it's
like
not.
Like a Mandela effect?
Kind of.
We all think. It's like the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, but it's so funny because like everybody's like, oh yeah, this is from Christmas Vacation. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It's actually not. You're right.
It isn't. So,
okay. Well, it is a very fun song. Those are very fun movies.
It is a great vacation
movie.
What was
the newest one? It was really funny. The new one that's like not really appropriate. It's like the newest vacation movie.
Oh, the one where they go to Mexico with...
There's a lot of things that happen.
The motorhome and stuff.
She goes back to her fraternity.
Oh.
The mother.
No, that's not...
Yeah,
is that
a vacation?
A vacation
movie.
Is it a vacation movie?
Yeah, it is. It's a vacation movie.
Where the car that spins around.
Yeah, and the muffin and the cupcake blow up the car.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a vacation. I guess it is.
It is. It's them. It's him. He's Rusty.
It's Rusty grown up. And he's a pilot and he feels bad about himself because he's not on.
Christina Applegate's the wife.
Yeah, and then the kids. And she throws up at her sorority or whatever. She's like,
it's really funny.
It is pretty funny, but you're right. It's not appropriate at all. But this song actually just reminds me of just going on vacation. Not really Christmas Vacation.
No.
Because it's not part of the movie even. But it just reminds me of going on vacation and him driving. And I think it was the movie where I'm pretty sure they're driving and he sees this really pretty girl in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And then she's looking at him and then he looks around and looks back and the car's blown up or whatever because she crashed or whatever.
Yeah,
or something.
By transport.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
then somehow she shows up at the motel later.
Yeah, later on.
It's a fantasy or something.
Yeah, it's
like
a crazy movie.
But it is very funny.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to play this song?
I do.
That was the next song. I was just going to add a fact about those dogs barking. So they were added to the end of the song without realizing it.
Because
there was a dog in the scene in the movie. So he was amazed that it was synchronized. They left it in.
Really?
The dog was just barking when they were recording.
Oh, that's too funny.
Just kind of funny.
So the most recent thing about this song is this actually was a Coca-Cola commercial earlier this year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? So it was in that. It was also in the FX TV show, The Bear. and was in a Honda television commercial in 2017. It's just funny. I didn't even think about kind of like all the different things. And it's Lindsay Buckingfield, right?
I think so. Buckingham, I think it was.
Buckingham. Yeah, it's Lindsay Buckingham. I always love playing this. And again, I play it as part of my Christmas music when I'm doing Christmas songs, even though I know it's not a Christmas song, but people associate it with it. So that's what they get.
That's what they want. That's what they get. You're that kind of guy.
I am. So this song, I really like this next song we're going to play, and it's Israel, and I can't pronounce his name. I'm going to butcher his last name. Kama Koala Oli.
Your Hawaiian's not very good.
My Hawaiian's not very good at all. But it's his version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Is this the one from 51st Dates?
It is.
Because that's the one I requested.
Yeah, this is, right? So what I did find out about him, well, just let's take a look about what you got.
Okay, I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, just.
I'm going to say the singer.
Yep, Israel.
Recorded the song in a single take during a spur-of-the-moment demo session in 1988. That's kind of sometimes like when I do things, the kids like me to do One Shot Cherry.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to record my videos more than once. Because they don't want to hear what I have to say more than once. So good for this guy that he got this whole thing out in one take.
Yeah, it's a cool song too.
Oh, for sure. The original recording was acoustic and was only made for the singer and the recording engineer Milan Bertosa. And then he re-recorded the song in a more upbeat Hawaiian version for the debut of his album, which I also won't try and pronounce. But I think the first time that we were introduced to it was in the movie 51st Dates, which we love that movie because it's great.
Is that the one where she's got amnesia?
Yeah, it's Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
And she wakes up every day and they've got the newspaper.
Yeah,
and
he makes her fall in love with him again.
Every day.
It's really sweet.
It is. Yeah, it's it's an Adam Sandler movie, so it's got all his friends in it.
Yes. And there's how many movies can you think about that they've done together of Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler?
Yeah, Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Great movie.
Oh, the one we love, Blended.
Blended?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, they've done a few together.
I know.
But they're not a couple.
No.
Yeah.
He's got a wife. Kids and some stuff, and I don't know what she's got going on, but anyways, we really like this song, so we would like to play it for everybody.
And it's crazy. This guy died at age 38 due to respiratory issues.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, this was originally...
In 97. He's been dead a long time.
That is a long time. I was just going to also add that it was from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, originally performed by Judy Garland, and it was called the number one song of the 20th century. And the greatest movie song ever.
Really? By the American Film Institute, the AFI.
That's what the internet says.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is when this guy died, Hawaii flew the Hawaiian flag at half mast for his funeral.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was a huge Hawaiian hit. This song really put him on the charts.
All right. Well, let's hear it because it is a good one.
Yeah. Here we go, guys. I love this song. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Trouble melts like lemon drops. high above the chimney top, that's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh, why can't I, oh, someday wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind, be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find. Way up high, and the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Him just coughing at the end?
No, I don't think so. That was just the dogs randomly barking in the prior song.
Yeah, yeah. Not that's funny. Time. All right. So this next song is called Island in the Sun by Weezer.
So when you said that, I thought we were playing the Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers song.
No.
Island in the Sun. I was a little more excited than I am about the Weezer song.
Well, this is a cool song. This is like, it's kind of leads into the alternative bit that we're going to do at the end here with a little bit of, I was going to say Green Day, gosh, Sum 41. But I like this song. So it's a pretty cool song. It's been around since 2001, I think, right? Yeah. Released in 2001. Wasn't originally planned to be on the album, which is their self-titled album. It was the band's second album. Wasn't planned to be on it, but I guess it had a successful single radio play.
Okay.
And then they literally, and it actually turned out to be their biggest hit ever outside of the U.S., reaching number 31 in the U.K., 17 in France, which is huge for them, right? So in 2002, the Australian Hottest 100 ranked it number 7 for 2001. So it was a huge hit for these guys. It's also their most licensed track, so it's used in a whole bunch of different things. One interesting thing, it's in Mr. Deeds, which is also another
Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
You'd think we were big Adam Sandler fans.
I am.
Or medium.
I like him. He's good.
He makes his stuff for 14-year-old boys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I said I like him. So what's really interesting about this song, and I've never seen Weezer perform live, but now I really want to, because what they do is this song is usually played as an encore based on what I've read here. And the lead singer, his name is Rivers Cuomo. He'll actually start playing at the back of the venue acoustically and then walk through the crowd as the song starts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. Which is, I think that's a pretty cool way to start, right? And
I'm curious, because this isn't what I think of when I think of Weezer. And so I'm curious for you to play this song, because we didn't pre-play it.
No, well, I know the song.
What's the song I think of when I think of Weezer?
Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. So you'd think Buddy Holly or whatever. This is a lot different than that. But so the Island in the Sun, most licensed track, it's, like I said, it's been in Mr. Deeds. Do you remember the movie Boyhood from 2014?
Nope.
Okay. It's also in Trolls.
Yeah.
And it's in episodes of Smallville, The Simpsons, and The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah. And
well, good for them.
Yeah, yeah. So it's funny. They Billboard magazine, the frontman River Cuomo told Billboard magazine, "The funny thing is the song wasn't even a real radio hit. I can only speculate it's because the song has a cleaner guitar sound, which makes it easier for mainstream audiences to like."
Okay.
So let me play this for you.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great song. So yeah, let's go. Let's play Islands in the Stream.
Hip, hip.
I do. As soon as I heard the first couple of notes, I was like, I've heard this. You're right.
Yeah, come on. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is good. That's a fun, bouncy tune.
Yeah, so what was I going
to
say?
I don't know. We normally talk about what we're doing this weekend, but I don't think anybody wants to hear about the fact that we're going to be on a cruise ship.
Well, we're not going to. Well, no, we're going to go to Syracuse tonight. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to fly out tomorrow and we're going to New Orleans. So,
yes.
And we've got some really cool stuff planned for New Orleans. We're going to go on a ghost walking tour.
Yeah. We're going to go on the hop on, hop off bus. We're going to go listen to some live music. We're going to eat one of those things people keep telling us is a,
it's a
New Orleans delicacy.
Donut. Yeah.
Fancy donut. We're going to eat one though. Anyways.
And then we're going to get on a cruise ship, but we're going to have to get around the Saints in the Sunday morning because they're playing in town.
Yeah. We already got a traffic warning. That around the port, there's going to be lots of traffic because of the football game.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get down there early.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm pretty excited because I was trying to figure out where we're actually cruising through. So I know.
I was looking at the map of the Caribbean.
So we're going out of the Gulf of Mexico, which is kind of cool. And then we're going into the Caribbean Sea. And we kind of, we're on both sides. We're on one side is the Atlantic Ocean and the other side's Pacific, but we're on neither.
Right.
We're kind of in the middle, right? So it's kind of neat. And then we're doing the RBC, right? So we're doing Rotan, Belize, Cozumel, and then whatever else is in there. So it's pretty neat. I'm pretty excited.
I'm also very excited because we have a couple of days at sea. So I'm going to be on the Serenity deck reading a book and on a hammock.
Yeah, and I'm going to be running around annoying people.
Yes, but not me.
No.
But in all seriousness, we are celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, so this really is the 30 years
of
nonsense.
It is the 30 official years of nonsense on New Year's Eve.
Somebody asked me, we're going to change the name to 40 years of nonsense. And I'm like, well, no, I just can't automatically change it.
No, it's not going to be 31 and then 32 and then 33. No. That's dumb.
I think we stick with 30 years
of
nonsense.
30. It's for now, it's 30. And maybe if we get to 40 and they still let us be on the air, we'll make it 40 years of nonsense. But for now, we're just going to leave it where we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Which we've had a ton of fun together for the last 30 years. And we're delighted that we've been blessed with this many years and this kind of good love. So we appreciate that. And we think it's something you need to go celebrate and recognize. So that's why we're going away.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Sum 41 because they're our band that we're actually taking people away on. So we've still got our kind of our whole thing that's going on.
The contest?
The contest. Yeah. So what did I not say contest?
No, you didn't say. He said thing. Oh. You're already in vacation brain.
I am in vacation brain. So the contest's still going on. We're taking a hiatus for 2 weeks away from the Lofanale. We'll be back on January 10th and we'll be doing trivia there. You can get your tickets. I promise they'll be there. Sherry actually got tied up. So
it's not my fault. Someone wanted to buy one of my houses.
Somebody wanted to buy one of her houses last Friday night. So Sherry had all of her stuff sitting in the house. She had chocolates and stuff to give to everybody and candy canes
and ballots
and she gave up none of it. She literally showed up around 7:30.
Okay, just for the record, I had to go out to basically Brockville twice in one day. So I was out in Brockville introducing my backup friend, colleague, to the people who have the house for sale.
Yeah.
Got all the way back to Kingston and somebody called and said, we want to go back and see that very house. And I really want to get a soul for the people. So I hauled my butt back all the way to almost Brockville and then therefore didn't get the ballots or the chocolates or anything and got to the Lofanale very late. So when someone said, where are the ballots? Terry said, Sherry. And I said, on the dining room table.
You know what makes me laugh? The way you said, oh, I had to go all the way out to Brockville.
Well, it's a drive and it was kind of snowy.
40 minutes.
Okay.
It's not
I don't go to Oakville every day.
Yeah, I know. All right. So here we go. Let's talk about our band, Sum 41. I was actually quizzing somebody because I looked all of these facts up about Sum 41. And I asked somebody, well, where did Sum 41 get their name? And this guy actually knew. He was like, it was the band actually was formed by Derek Whitley and some other members. And the band actually comes, the band's name comes that they actually started the band on the 41st day of summer, going into their grade 12 year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So Sum 41, that's pretty neat. And they've been kicking around ever since. Now, Derek Whitley is the guy that married Avril Lavigne, right?
Was he married to Avril Lavigne? No, it's the guy from Nickelback that was married to Avril Lavigne.
I think they've both been married.
Oh, we'll Google that, but we'll have to come back in 2 weeks and let you know if that's true or not, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought he was married to her.
I don't know. I know she was married to a guy from Nickelback.
Yeah, but
and she's from Napanee.
Yeah, why do I know? Why do I believe that? Anyway,
I don't know. How about we just play it? Because we've got literally a minute to play it out, and then we're going to slip you over to the corridor. So happy New Year to everyone, and happy safe celebrations. And think of us, we'll be toasting on a cruise ship under the stars on New Year's Eve.
And while we're in the sun, guys, stay frosty.
Now we're not alone. Before you know it, your cup's overflown. You measure no one that I've ever known, and it's quite alright. And goodbye for now. Just look up to the stars and believe who you are, 'cause it's quite alright.